kicking up ass to start a riot. Take us on 2 and 2 if you think you got the heart to try it. We got the looks, and of course, you know our buns are crunchy. Plus, we got the brains between the two of us to run the country. So don't even come around here if you aren't special, cause we can beat any other team in an arm wrestle. We're like a circus act with spectacular costumes. Eat our exhaust fumes, or at least put on sunglasses and watch our young asses emit pure sunshine. Then fill the entire sky with fireworks one time. Bam, like that, we rock like 80s hair bands. Then we take the time to build a bridge with our bare hands. No problem, all in a day's work. You wanna make a bet? We could run a marathon and not even break a sweat. First place every time, just like a walk in the park. You know how dope we are? Just take a shot in the dark. Go ahead, guess. We're like stunt people, for the love of God. We're above the law, bulletproof, superhuman. Never been to Cooper Union, been around the moon and back. Got plans to go again sometime soon. In fact, we get asked a lot if we're astronauts, just as an afterthought. We clown around and laugh a lot, we kick ass. Quick, fast, but never reckless. Eat a complete breakfast. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Scrambled eggs and holy toast. Packed full of goodness, we're cooler than refrigerators. Watch us glide up and down the street like figure skaters. You can't stand it? It's like we're from another planet. No wonder some fellas get jealous of us. We're number one. Unusual musical miracle workers at your service. It's natural to be a bit nervous at first, actually. Many men have died, wondering when and why. What could ever possibly stop Jen and I?
Whoa, hold on a second. I didn't even turn you on. And I told you, you're not talking in the right microphone. You just, yeah, swing it out. You're all good.
There you go.
To the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan here on CKW 95.9 FM. Started with Brian Eno and Kites 2 and Poop and Pee.
Oh,
Poop nice. And Pee by Buck 65. It's summer break, which can only mean one thing, and that's that Andrew doesn't have to get up early tomorrow. Yeah. Andrew, my musical equal from high school.
Yay, I'm here.
You made it.
Yay.
Man, there's been so much going on in music news, and I'm finally glad that I have somebody to riff off of at the show. Weird Al put out a new song.
Yeah.
Now, it's not his... So I was a massive Weird Al fan as a kid, and that informed most of my musical taste. Because I'd hear a song, I'd be like, why does this sound familiar? Or I want to hear the original or whatever.
I hear a song on the radio, like at a store at the mall and it's like, that sounds so familiar. And it's like the original.
But he did. So, but he's put out new songs in between Mandatory Fun and now. Like there are new songs on the soundtrack.
I think there's a couple.
But not a lot. And he says that he's done with the standard album format, but he just put out a polka.
Yeah, which is my favorite. Like, I love Weird Al polkas so much.
I think we should probably play it on the show today.
Yeah.
So that's one new thing. There's new Weird Al, which is great.
Yeah.
There's new White Stripes.
Or Jack White.
Yeah. Ugh. But people are saying it's a throwback to, like, what the first White Stripes album was.
And people were, like, on Reddit I was reading, they were hypothesizing that, like, Meg White was the drummer, which is not true.
I saw that on Reddit as well,
which is not true, I don't think. But still, it's, like, I've listened to little clips and pieces.
Yeah. And it sounds great.
Yeah, it does.
Apparently Tenacious D is broken up.
Yeah.
So I've been checking like daily for any updates on that.
Yeah.
The big thing was that Kyle deleted his apology.
Oh, okay.
I'm wondering, like 3 days ago, he deleted his apology post. People are trying to like break down the video of when he said, you know, don't miss next time.
Right.
How Jack's face was like, but how many times have you been in a situation where someone says something so ridiculously offensive or crazy where you don't like your reaction is just one of like, oh my god, I'm surprised and shocked. Obviously Jack White is like, he went from being this kind of like underground weirdo to being the weirdo with like the edges shaved off. Like he's everyone loves him. He's not as crazy intense, but you know, people are also saying that a decade ago they had a video where they were dressed up as, was it Klan members? And
you're talking about Jack Black.
Tenacious D.
Yeah, Jack Black.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did I see Jack White?
I think you did. Yeah, I was confused there for a second. That's okay.
I saw that 7-inch they had on the ground over there. But yeah, Jack Black was like, him and Kyle Gass, they dressed up like and did some crazy intense stuff. But now that he's, you know, the Kung Fu Panda and he's Bowser and stuff like he's...
People are really not happy with him.
Oh, I know.
And I see it. I understand why.
Well, yeah, it's like he threw his friend under the bus.
Yeah, for this money that, you know, and like they're probably going to do another Super Mario movie, I presume.
No, they put out the first screenshot. Apparently it's going to be like a Mario Kart thing. So I don't know what's going to happen. But people love to see celebrities fail, which is also kind of a weird, gross thing.
But I think it's more of like the disappointment in him.
Well, the fact that they've been friends since the 80s, like as long as we've been alive.
Yeah.
And just ditching him.
Yeah. And like he is the reason why like Jack Black is Jack Black, really, right? Like Tenacious D kind of predates, you know, Jack Black as a
personality
or whatever. Yeah. So... to kind of, you know, so quickly throw him under the bus is interesting. But yeah, it's been a
crazy week.
It's been a crazy week.
Biden got COVID.
Just to think that like a week ago,
the president,
not like the stuff that we just talked about in the last minute there was all like, it's crazy how fast the news cycle is.
My friend Wyatt, he seems to always be online, which is okay, whatever. He messages me stuff, but he said, Biden's dead. And I said, what the hell?
Yeah.
And he's like, sends me the screenshot of the Twitter account.
Yeah.
But then of course I went down that rabbit hole. I'm like, the only person who's reporting this thing that he's dead is this one Twitter account. Of course, there's a couple people on Reddit saying this account's a BS account.
Yeah. Well, I saw a TikTok earlier today where it was a person saying it was Kamala Harris talking.
Yeah.
And she's like, I guess Biden joined in via Zoom or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And she kind of hesitated in how she delivered. Like, she's like, oh, you know, president's, like, it's nice to hear his voice, like,
yeah, yeah,
joining us on this call. But she kind of was like, it almost sounded like she was going to say, oh, this recording. So people were
oh, just jumping on anything.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
QAnon
yeah,
like it was conspiracy like
this,
stuff.
This 0.1 of a second of her not saying call right away. So,
well, yeah, and me, no, when it's... I Zoom with my friends, even if they're like still in Winnipeg, there's still a delay. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you say this isn't a legit thing, they're like, well, that's what they want you to think. And there's no, you can't win.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, common sense doesn't prevail anymore. It's just like, no, that's just what they want. It's like when Trump doesn't win something, he's like, well, it's rigged. But when he does win, he's like, see, if we win, and it's good for us. If we lose, it's, you know.
Because he was shot, how long ago was it now?
It's been like 8 days, maybe 9 days.
Yeah, it's just about a week. Yeah, crazy. That's crazy how much stuff has happened. But, yeah, I don't know.
No, it's nuts. And then people are saying, like, that the bandage that he wore, and the supporters are wearing the weird bandage.
Yeah.
And someone on Reddit said, like, as a nurse, we would not bandage in Europe like that.
Right.
Like, it's just like a little cap.
Yeah.
That they put on. And
yeah,
I mean, our show is our show's not political here on CKW. Yeah. Just talk about, this one's not it.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about what's going on.
Yeah.
But the world's absolutely insane.
Yes.
And I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's,
I don't know what to think. I hope the D gets back together. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I wasn't a mega fan of Tenacious D, but I did like what they did.
Yeah, and I think it was more the like tribute, like, you know, that's a good song.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm always a fan of, like, musical comedy. I think that's something, that's kind of how got, like, that was my intro to music.
Totally. Like, Weird Al was my weird.
Arrogant Worms, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I'm always have a soft spot for musical comedy.
And it also seemed like dangerous. Like, Jack Black was in Hollywood because he'd done all these movies, and some of them were serious. And then he started doing like the stoner stuff, like Orange County.
Yeah.
And, I guess High Fidelity, he was like a music stoner dude. And then of course, School of Rock kind of elevated him, into the ranks of Hollywood, but he always seemed kind of dangerous because he was like, no, I am a metalhead and this is who I am.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, that's what everyone's attacking him for, that, you know, he's just the most neutral, wild man you can get. Like, he's crazy, but he's not going to say or do anything intense. He's just going to be loud and boisterous and drop an F-bomb on a late-night show that they're going to censor because they know he's going to do it. So, that was, it's been a week, man.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here, too.
And you've got tons of vinyl down there.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a bunch of CDs.
Mostly CDs today.
That's okay. Is there anything that you want to kick start your set off with?
Didn't really think.
Okay, well, that's okay. I can play a song while you're thinking.
All right.
Let's get into some more music. This is Carlton Melton with High Alert while Andrew gets a stack of stuff ready to go. You're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you.
like Jimmy Carter, like electric underwear. Like any idea that never had a chance to go anywhere. This is who you are, a celebrity who drives off a bridge in a car. Your beautiful body filling up with water. Like Harry Truman dropping bombs out of the air. Like any self-respecting multi-billionaire. This is who you are, five dancing teenage boys who sing their way into our hearts, back streets back. There's a toxic cloud hanging over her, and there's white noise on the screen, and there's a man in a hotel room assaulting a maid who just came to clean up the mess. Backstreet's back, all right. Ronald Reagan falling asleep forevermore, dreaming of horses and dreaming of nuclear war. This is where we are tonight, everybody under surveillance from a satellite. You can be the first one on your block to die. And there's a plague of locusts upon us. And there's a nightmare in the swarm. And there's a lion out in the desert, slouching toward Bethlehem to be born again. Backstreet's back, all right.
Angelic Devil. Yes. Oh, yes.
Thank you. crush us all.
Bye.
You're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan here on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is Patrick Michaelishan, and I've got my friend Andrew Michaelishan. No, I'm kidding. Andrew Olenek is here. We're just... That was Pompeii Am Goddaram Dam... Goddardamerung off of the album At War with the Mystics by the Flaming Lips. Demdike Stare with Fronten. That Girl's Suicide by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Dirt by the Stooges. The Fall with Yes Oh Yes. And didn't start with... My God, we had Jimmy Carter by Electric Six and FC Judd with Moving Pieces. I thought I was going to be playing some Carlton Melton, but I screwed up. I clicked all willy-nilly. So Andrew and I are trying to figure out how many versions of a specific, how many studio versions of a specific Flaming Lips song there are. I thought there were three. Reddit, some guy thinks that there's only two, but I think the only way to actually tell is to like A-B everything, which we're not going to do right now on the air. So I know that you've stuck with the vault, and we talk about this every time you come on the show. What vault are we on?
Oh, that's a good question. It's over 50.
Yeah.
Like it's been since 2009.
Jesus.
And yeah. It's crazy to think about. I don't know the exact number, but I could look it up. But it's like 50-something.
So you stuck with that. Mm-hmm. Are there any bands that you've just become exhausted by collecting? Like, I know the OCs are tough, and I know Brian Jonestown is tough, but that you're just like that you just actually threw in your hat.
I think like I just avoid stuff altogether. Like, you know, you find a new band and then you look at like how
much
stuff
they've
released,
all the time.
And then it's like, no, like I'm not gonna even try.
So when you do find one that you like, do you kind of partition off, like do you make certain eras and cut stuff off? Like for like the Pixies, I have Indie Cindy, but I never bought anything else. So I kind of stick to the first four.
Yeah.
Or with Johnny Cash, like I bought all the American recordings.
Yeah, totally.
And there was like a series of four releases called the Bootleg Series. So it's like radio sessions. And
for Johnny Cash.
For Johnny Cash, And so I bought those, but he's got like, you know, 90 like, albums. So I'm not
For sure.
I know I can get a box that has like all of them, but
like
I don't care.
Hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
And you're never going to listen to all of it.
No. And so I try to... If I do find a band that I like that's like that, I try to stick to certain eras. And like even Brian Eno, like it's tough, but I know like there's some stuff that I'm just not going to find. Or if I do find it, I'm going to wait until I get it at a decent price so I don't have to drop a ton of money buying, you know, filling in all the holes.
Yeah. No, but it's tough to...
Are there any bands that you've fallen off the wagon with?
That's a good question. I'm trying to think. I can't think, nothing comes to mind, but like I've definitely just like not collected stuff because, you know, of the list of albums that they have. So I don't know.
Have you, so with the Jack White stuff, did you go and buy all the Australian raconteur stuff?
No.
No Saboteurs in your collection?
I think I have one CD because it had like different tracks on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it was a single. And so like there was, like it was early days. Like we could still go to Best Buy and get, like I remember getting, like for whatever reason, they sold, like this is 2006.
Are you talking about the Conquest EP?
No, like this was
before
that. So this was like Raconteurs. And so anyways, that was that era. So they released like a couple different ones. And so the Australian version had like an extra track, I think. And so I ended up sourcing one on eBay. And that was the early days of me figuring out eBay and getting a credit card. So that was, those were some expensive days.
And the band's still active, technically, or
technically,
no?
Technically, I think, yeah. Well, the drummer... So, like, Jack White just posted that the touring band for the upcoming, like, they're playing a couple shows and presumably going to have a tour.
Yeah.
It's, like, the normal bassist, Dominic Davis, and then, like, keyboardist.
I thought that the bassist was that guy with, like, the poker straight hair who kind of looked like Meg White with glasses.
No, I think he did it. He was, like, lap steel guitar player. I think always been, I think he's like his childhood friend.
Okay, because there's, Jack White and Brendan Benson, and then Patrick Keeler and Jack Lawrence.
And so, the Raconteur. The Raconteur.
Who are you talking about?
So, like, Jack White's touring band, like, as a solo artist.
Okay.
And Patrick Keeler is going to be drumming on his current tour, which is kind of cool.
Oh.
So, like, he hasn't toured with, like, he used Daru Jones. And I forget her name, but, like, the woman drummer from Autolux. I'm blanking on her name, but like, she's God. Like, we saw her when we went to see
Carla,
Carla Azar.
Yeah, there we go.
And like both really, really good drummers,
yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see kind of more like a stripped down, band. Like there's only going to be three or four of them touring, which is for his solo tours is pretty small.
So you said he's starting another tour?
I think so. Well, like they haven't announced, but they're doing a couple shows.
Yeah. Yeah. The little fundraiser shows.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just wondering, do you think that it would be the No Name tour?
Yeah, I would think so. And so I was telling you earlier that so this album has come out, if anybody's listening out there. And they kind of drop the vinyl at Third Man Records. So if you went to one of the locations and you bought anything, they would slip you this unlabeled record. And people didn't know what it was. They took it home, and it's the new Jack White album.
Yeah.
It's apparently going to get a release in the next couple weeks, a wider release.
Oh, wow. That's fast.
Yeah. And so, like, August 8th, apparently. I don't know if it's going to have, like, at least streaming or whatever. I don't know if they're going to roll everything out right away. But apparently, it's not going to have, it's going to be No Name. It's not going to have any sort of, you know, fancy name or whatever.
They're just going to keep it that way.
Yeah. Because, like, none of the tracks have titles. It's just stamped with No Name on it.
Yeah.
There's no anything. So, yeah. It's interesting.
No, I should probably stream it, but.
No, I'd
rather just wait and pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Because I still haven't picked up that double acoustic album that he made. I found it.
Yeah.
I found it used, but it was still like $20.
Yeah.
I don't know why they were charging so much for it.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's a lot of already released, or you're talking about the...
Yeah, the acoustic one. I know it's like
a lot of it's already, a greatest hits thing, but there's some exclusive stuff on there.
Which is why I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
But it is exciting to be a music fan, especially when people are doing interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Jack White's one of those guys too, that there's just way too much stuff, especially with the vault.
Yeah.
Like, good on him. It is a business.
Yeah.
He's making his money.
And, you know, and I pick and choose. Like that's the one thing that I'll drop big money on. If it's White Stripe stuff, I will. I don't know if I would. Like, I have not got a copy of the new album, and I don't know if I will, unless I get one
because
I'm a
full
member. But
so do you have all the 7-inches that Jack White's put out as solo? Like, his...
More or less. Like, there might be a couple that are, like... super rare version, like, for sure not all the versions.
Oh, not the versions. I just mean, like, there was
more or less.
I think for the second album, you put out like what, 4 singles, and they all kind of had like the blue and white subway tile.
Yeah, like, and they all around. Well, like, all his 7-inches, like, it's a big picture. So as he adds more to it, they all kind of
even
like a puzzle. Yeah,
even like from like album to album.
Yeah, and so like
really,
each album might have like a different style. Like there's the ones with like the subway tile, and they
like but
fit
together.
But then like at the top of it, there'll be a little bit of a dark band, and then the next 4 will fit on top of that.
Oh, that's
and
super cool.
Yeah, so it's like you can put this like huge picture together, which again makes you want to buy the records.
Yeah,
so
of course
you can
have
your
whole thing,
your picture. Yeah,
what a businessman.
Yeah,
what a businessman.
Yeah.
Well, it's 1:00 in the morning. We're going to get to some compulsory can. This is Unfinished from the album Landed. I haven't played this one in a long time, and it's a good one. It's a long one. I'm going to drink some water. And it's 1:00 in the morning. We've got 2 hours left of the live show. I'm glad that Andrew's here, and he'll get some stuff lined up in this next set as well. This is Can with Unfinished from the album Landed on the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan.